Blog
Hello,
Talk Radio.
Tony. Hello there, and welcome to Stoney's Radio, where we talk straight talk. Tonight, which is Thursday, December the 21st, and yes, it is definitely almost Christmas, I want to talk about addiction, okay? And with addiction, how it ruins your life and how it ruins a family. That's what I want to talk about this evening. This is my first radio show. I did a tester earlier, but this will be my first one. And I am happy to be doing something that I'm passionate about. I began blogging a couple of months ago due to a heartbreak, a relationship that went bad. And due to me writing and loving to speak my mind, I decided to put it on a positive platform. That is exactly what I decided to do. So, with Blog Talk, I get to be that voice that I want to be, and that I get to mainstream my emotions and channel them in a positive, hoping too that I get to help others in the process. So tonight, I want to talk about addiction. I was talking to my cousin, and she and I were talking about addiction, and she wanted to know more about addictions. So tonight, when we talk, addictions are stemmed from disappointment. When you are disappointed and things go wrong in your life, that is the cause of addiction. We use addiction to substitute and cover up the pain of things that have gone wrong from before. When these things happen, we pick up drinking, we pick up drugs, we pick up overeating, we pick up picking up bad friends. I'm online, I'm on air. Are you able to hear me on the radio? Okay, I'm saying I've called you so that you can hear my segment, but were you able to log into what I told you to? Okay, so I'm gonna just leave the phone so you can listen because I'm online. Okay, so we pick up these addictions due to our hurt. We pick up these addictions due to our loss, and we never address the pain. Usually, when you see a drug addict or you see a drunk, someone who's excessively using these items, sometimes you see people overindulging in sex. It is because someone has ripped. It is because someone has ripped their heart out. So therefore, they use drugs as a way to cover up the pain from the agony of not dealing with what is going on. And let's talk about myself for a moment. When I had the breakup with my ex-boyfriend, which was recently, probably about 9 months ago, I'm an emotional person. When I love for real. I don't love for fake. I'm into you, so I expect the same level of honesty, loyalty, trust, the whole package that I'm giving you. I want it back. So when that was yanked from under me, that I wasn't receiving that back, and he said, hey, I'm no longer feeling this relationship. I'm out of here. We can't even be friends. Then I became addicted to food. Now, remind you, I've had the weight loss surgery. I bypassed that. I'm eating a whole Whopper now because I need to cover up the pain of what had happened there. He wasn't addressing the issue. He no longer cared about how I felt. So when a person no longer cares about how you feel, you don't want to feel what you feel. So you start to overindulge in shopping. You start to overindulge in food. You start to overindulge in strip clubs. You start to overindulge in sex, threesomes, whatever the case, gambling, maybe, because this is a blanket for the disappointment that has happened through the molestation. This is a blanket that has happened over the lies that someone has told you. This is a blanket that you're going to cover up for the disappointment of someone leaving you that you just couldn't handle because you couldn't understand why they don't love you anymore, why they won't talk to you anymore, why they won't call you anymore. So now the beer is the best thing. It tastes good. It's satisfying. It's a blanket. The Whopper with cheese is a blanket for the pain. And then you can go to sleep and you feel better just for a little while. But when you wake up and you look in the mirror, there is the addict standing there looking at himself. He's hating himself. So he's mad with himself. And so now he's going to destroy and he doesn't care. He doesn't care enough about himself to stop drinking and eating and gambling and sexing. He doesn't care. So now he doesn't care about the people and what is affecting them. So what if I take your car and I don't come back? So what if I don't call you for 4 days? So what if I take your money out of your purse? Who cares? Somebody hurt me? I'm going to hurt you. Hurt people. Hurt people. I'm hurting. Nobody cared about my pain. Nobody cared about what I was feeling when I was feeling it. So guess what? I don't care about what you think and what you feel right now. I'm taking this bottle. I'm taking these pills. I need to feel good because I'm still hurt. I am still hurting because Becky left me. I am still hurt because Johnny didn't call me. So I need that cigarette. I need that beer. I need to cover up the pain. And trust me, until I heal, everything around me is going to be destroyed. Because someone destroyed me and didn't care about putting me back together again. That is what happens with addiction. All of the people that you see around here that are walking like zombies, they are walking like zombies because someone took a piece of their heart out. Your heart is the most powerful muscle in your body. It feels worse than me coming up to you and cutting you. I can come up and cut you, and it won't feel as bad as if I was deep into your emotions. That is the difference. I can come up and cut you with a knife. You get stitches, and you're like, oh, that kind of hurts. That feels kind of bad. But if you have no emotional connection to me, I can't hurt you. I can wound you, but I can't make you feel the hurt. The people that are walking around and they're feeling the hurt, somebody hurt them who had an emotional connection to them. And that person did not care that they hurt them because it's a cycle. It's a cycle. When you're going through this, we're talking about being in a washing machine. You put it on 9. It goes through the wash cycle. It goes through the spin. It goes through the rinse. It goes through the wash again. It goes to the final cycle. No matter what washer machine you put it in, the new one, the old one, it's a cycle. This is what happens to people and in families. And every family in America, somebody is going through the cycle. There is an addict in every family in America. There's an addict in Donald Trump's family. There's one in Obama's family. There's one in my family, the neighbor's family, because somebody has wounded somebody and did not go back to say, you know what, I was wounded. I'm sorry. How do we make this right? How do we start this over? How do we heal? But when you hurt somebody and you walk away and you do not acknowledge that you hurt them, that is even more detrimental than just hurting them and not saying you're sorry. If you could just say that you were sorry and said, hey, I didn't mean to. I didn't try to. But let's get up off the ground from this. I care about you. Sometimes someone just needs to hear, hey, I care about you. I love you. That mistake you made yesterday, it's okay. You get a shot at it tomorrow. Put those pills down. Love your body. Forgive yourself. Forgive that predator that molested you. Forgive that person that took and robbed you. Forgive that person that raped you. Forgive that person who left you. You can no longer stay on the cycle. You cannot keep putting yourself on that spin cycle every day. That is what happens to an addict. I'm an addict. I overeat. So when you overeat, that's an addiction to food. That's an emotion that I have that has not been fixed. And no surgery can fix it. I have to fix it. And my emotion, which is another talk show, is my father. And I feel like I need to go sit with him because I feel like time is running out. I need to go see him because I need this before he leaves me for real, for real. Because he abandoned me when I was 2 years old, and I have never gotten over that. And every man that has come feel that because of my abandonment. And I am addicted to food because of my abandonment, which is an emotional issue that has never been addressed. So all of these people that are walking around here that are addicted to something has never got that emotional need addressed. We must address the issue before you can move forward. You cannot keep going through life like graduating from school. You cannot get through the first grade unless you pass kindergarten. It's simple. You cannot. So if you're held back and you're still an addict, it's because you're choosing to not get it. You're choosing not to understand that you have to forgive the person that inflicted the wound upon you. And you have to take the blanket of alcohol off. You have to take the blanket of cheeseburgers off. You have to take the blanket of the pills, the Xanax, the cocaine off. Because that's not going to help you. All you're doing is when you put that blanket on you, and it's fixing that pain for just a moment. Because every time you take those pills, and every time you drink that alcohol, and every time you overindulge in sex, and every time you overindulge in cheeseburgers and fries, you are reliving that emotion every time. Who wants to relive the same old every day? Every time I put a Whopper with cheese in my mouth, I relive the fact that my boyfriend is gone and he's not coming back, and so is my daddy. But that's it for tonight, guys, for the Sony Talk Radio Show. I enjoyed you. I hope you enjoyed this talk about addiction. I want to dedicate this show to my cousin Maya, Nikki, tonight. I love you, and may your heart heal. And good night, everyone.